This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. C.P. Radhakrishnan has been sworn in as the 15th Vice President of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered him the oath of office at a swearing-in ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ram Nath Kovind, former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan a successful vice presidential tenure dedicated to the service of the people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi today. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access and address the gathering on the occasion. India and France have condemned the ghastly terror attack in Pahalgam in April this year. Both sides exchanged views on the current threat assessment in the respective countries at the 17th meeting of the India-France Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism held in France. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary Counterterrorism at the Ministry of External Affairs, K.D. Deval, while the French delegation was led by French Counterterrorism Ambassador Olivier Caron. The Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement, informed that both sides assessed counterterrorism challenges, including state-sponsored cross-border terrorism, terrorists' activities in the respective regions, and the terror threat in West Asia. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Chhattisgarh today. In Bijapur district of Bastar division, the security forces had received intelligence inputs that Maoists were present in Southwest Asia area of the district. A joint team of security forces went out on a search operation. The encounter took place this morning. Since this morning, intermittent exchange of fire has been taking place between security forces and Maoists. Security forces have recovered the bodies of killed Naxalites during a search operation in the area. Apart from this, a rifle and explosives have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. Border Security Force has recovered a big haul of arms and ammunition in a joint operation with Punjab Police in Border District Fazilka last night. The action demolished Pakistan's larger narco-terror plot by effectively dismantling a potential threat to national security. According to BSF sources, huge cache of arms and ammunition has also been recovered from smugglers belonging to two Fazilka villages. This is the second such seizure in the last 48 hours by the joint teams of security agencies in Fazilka. Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today said the government is moving forward with full commitment, taking along all 140 crore citizens of the country. He emphasized that the collective goal is to build a self-reliant India, and under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is making every effort to ensure inclusive progress on this journey. He made these remarks while addressing a press conference on the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Delhi, has inaugurated the advanced Da Vinci surgical robot at its skills e-learning and telemedicine facility. This marks a significant milestone in robotic surgery training in India. This is the first installation of the Da Vinci system for training at the government medical college in the country. The new robotic platform provided by Intuitive Surgical under a memorandum of understanding makes AIIMS Delhi the only institution in India with two robotic systems dedicated solely to training. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.